This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Yeah, as usual, there is so much happening. I don't know where to start, where to finish. So we'll try to hit as much as we can. Great good morning, everyone. 10:12 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Wednesday, March 12, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. Thank you to John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality. And guess what? Stegmeyer Mansions, Wilkes-Barre, coming soon. Thomas Daniels. He was from Monroe Township. Jack Tomko, Dixon City. Larry Yeager, Mifflinville. James Bidding, Exeter Township. Gal Gallagher, Music. John Elias, Kingston. Veterans we've lost, but honor today thanks to John. So with history, our great founding fathers and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, reminding you that we have a commitment to common sense here. And we are telling our Democrat friends, you don't need to change your party. Change your party. Well, the sanctuary of sanity is open for business. And you need it. When they're just lying to you about Medicare, Medicaid cuts, Do you know what the $13 billion in cuts are worth compared to the $6 trillion budget? I mean, just think of it. And by the way, that's not $13 billion worth of cuts to Medicare or Medicaid. And a majority of the savings, and there's a huge difference between cuts and savings. Cuts are in the growth of these programs. Savings are saving on that drug I talked to you about, to the tune of $600 million a year, and they're saying it's a cut. Who's getting cut? The pharma company that's ripping us off. Lordy, lordy, let's do Mother Teresa, St. Teresa for March 12th. And I forgot to do yesterday, so we've got to do two. She said, there are a few ways to practice humility. To speak as little as possible of oneself, to mind one's own business, not to want to manage other people's affairs, to avoid curiosity, to accept contradictions and correction cheerfully, to pass over the mistakes of others, to accept insults and injuries, to accept being slighted, forgotten, and disliked, to be kind and gentle, even under provocation. St. Teresa, Mother Teresa, for today, March 12. Now here's March 11. God is a friend of silence. The more we engage in silent prayer, the more we can give in our active life. The essential thing is not what we say to God, but what God says to us and what he says through us. St. Teresa for March 11th and March 12th. Just fabulous. Well, we discovered that there's a lunar eclipse happening this week. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. We got a guy for that. Vince the Pizza Prince, Vince Cianfici. And we had him on the solar eclipse. And I said, well, why not the lunar eclipse? And here he is. Vince, how are you?
Hey, Bob, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm great. So tell us, what is going to happen and when?
Yeah, so last time I was on, we were talking solar eclipse. Now we got lunar eclipse. So this is going to happen Thursday night into Friday. And it's a long event. Lunar eclipses are a lot different than solar. So it'll be Thursday night into Friday. You're going to want to get up. Oh, I don't know. Pretty early or stay up pretty late, I guess.
Okay.
To see it.
It's starting about 1 in the morning?
Well, so the actual partial, we call the penumbral eclipse, begins right around midnight, actually.
Okay.
But what you really want to see is, you want to see the umbral lunar eclipse, which is the total. And that begins around 2:30 in the morning, Bob.
Okay. Let me ask a question. Well, yeah. I guess we're on the Earth. How do we even perceive it when it is the Earth blocking the Moon from the Sun?
Let me clarify. So what we have is we have a full moon, of course, and you kind of need a full moon. You have to really have a full moon for a total lunar eclipse. And what happens is the Earth rotates in between the moon and the sun, right? And so if you're on the right side of the earth, the dark side, and you're looking out at the moon, the shadow of the earth is going to be cast upon the moon. And it actually can be a very beautiful thing.
Yeah.
We call it a blood moon is what it's referred to as. And so that's how we can view it.
So there's going to be a blood moon on top of this eclipse. Am I right that they're two different events?
So, Bob, what we do, we call it a blood moon because of the color. So what happens is, as the sunlight goes around the Earth, it actually goes through the atmosphere surrounding the Earth and comes out the other side, and the atmosphere kind of scatters and filters the light, and it takes out a lot of the blues. And what it does is allows the red to come through. So the moon actually will get some color to it. And depending on the condition of the atmosphere, if it's not too dusty or there's not a lot of debris in the atmosphere, depending on that, will affect the color. So we're kind of thinking, like a coppery orange to like maybe a light red. And sometimes you get even a deep red color, to the moon. It's actually visually pretty stunning. It really is. Let's hope there's no clouds tonight. Midnight of the eclipse is what I mean.
Vince Cianfici is our guest. He's better known to many of you as Vince the Pizza Prince. Vince, so is it good? Like, how long does it take for the Earth to cast its shadow on the moon, or is it an instantaneous event?
Yeah, no, that's a good question, Bob. And actually, if you look at the solar eclipse we talked about, right? Can you believe it's almost a year now?
Honest to gosh.
I can't believe it. It was like a year in April. So the solar happens fast. A total solar eclipse, you know, totality can be anywhere from, you know, under a minute to perhaps several minutes. A lunar eclipse is, it's a lot different. It happens the whole entire evening, really. It's going to be like a six-hour event.
Okay.
If you're really hardcore and you want to just, you know, be up all night, a lot of amateur photographers, a lot of professionals, they take photos at different stages, and so they'll be up from the very beginning to the very end. I think, you know, for people who just want to really see it, the best thing is you want to get up at maximum eclipse about 2:33 in the morning, and that's when you'll you'll see it. So that the totality for this lunar eclipse, you know, lasts, probably about an hour or so. So, you know, anytime really between 2:30 and 3:30 in the morning, you know, you can get up, you can peek out your window and see, go outside. But my recommendation is to get up right at the very middle at about 3 in the morning if you want to see it, you know, see the blood moon. And like I said earlier, let's hope there's no clouds.
Vince Cianfici, tell me, what do you see at the spot the moon exists at that time? Just nothing? Or is it a shadow or what?
Yeah, so it's really fascinating. If you when the umbral part of the shadow starts covering the moon, the umbral part of the Earth's shadow starts covering the moon, it really kind of looks like it's disappearing. It's really interesting. I mean, you'll still see the full disk of the moon, but the best part is when it's fully covered. It darkens quite a bit. You know, it's noticeable, and I've observed these in the past with clouds, and, you know, you have a full moon, the clouds are, you know, glowing underneath the full moon, but then when it's eclipsed, you know, everything's obviously very dark, so you don't get all that moon glow on the ground or anything like that. But when you're looking at the moon, you're actually seeing the full moon still, but, you know, it's just very dark, has that red color, that coppery red color. Very stunning if you've got binoculars. And another thing about this eclipse, for the lunar eclipse, is that, you know, you can use your binoculars.
Yeah, there's no danger from it. There's no danger looking at it.
No danger at all. Yeah, not like the sun, which, you know, can blind you if you use, you know, a telescope or binoculars to view it. But this is something you can put a pair of binoculars up and really get a good close-up look. It's really beautiful.
Vince Cianfici is our guest. You know him as Vince the Pizza Prince, Southside Scranton.
Too much humility here.
But Vince. They know you as Vince the Pizza Prince. They don't know you as Vince the Eclipse guy.
Hobbies. Got to have good hobbies.
Bob. You're the Eclipse guy. But, all right, so.
The Eclipse guy now. Oh, I don't know.
That's right. But the Earth will darken. You'll notice because the light of the moon is gone, so the Earth will darken during this eclipse.
Yeah, I mean, the light cast down, the moonlight is really almost is like there's no moon.
Yeah,
because there's that much of a darkening effect. So yeah, you won't. You know, you've been out at night during a full moon, I'm sure, right? You could even see shadows cast.
I've howled at that, yes.
You know, so you won't really see that during totality. It gets really dark. All the light that's reflected off the moon during a full moon usually blacks out the sky. You can't see a lot of stars during this lunar eclipse. You can see, you know, you can see the stars out there because the moon is now darkened. So a lot of times you'll have this reddish-colored, this blood moon, and then you have the stars around it. It's actually really, it's stunning. And anybody out there who's a little bit savvy with your camera or even your phone camera, you could probably grab some great shots with some of the newer phones now. I have great cameras.
And the totality is so long, and you also have an opportunity, you have no danger in looking directly and all that, that you could really check the whole scene out.
You can check it out. You can just hang out. You could have a little lunar eclipse party if you'd like. I don't know how much your neighbors will like it, but it could be out there in the backyard. But yeah, it's something that's a longer duration than... you know, depending on the time of the year, too, if it's real cold out, you got to dress appropriately. But you'll be out there for a while looking. You'll be out there for a while.
Fascinating. Well, Vince, thank you very much. Lunar eclipse starting about midnight Thursday into the Friday, early hours of Friday morning. Totality between maybe 2:30 and 3:30. An interesting phenomenon. I appreciate you coming on to talk to us about it.
Well, you know, Bob, I really appreciate you having me on. I'm glad I can share a little bit of my little bit of knowledge with everyone. I hope everyone gets clear skies where you live. And this will be visible from all of North America, this part of the side of the planet, so to speak. So let's hope for clear skies. And even if you get a few clouds in between, that's another great thing about the longevity. You know, the clouds will come and go. So thanks for having me on, and I'm really happy to share, Bob.
All right, Vince Cianfici, Vince the Pizza Prince, now Vince the Eclipse Prince. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Our veterans tribute this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality Group. Boy, those Stegmaier mansions. So many of you anticipating it's going to be fabulous. They're being redeveloped as we speak. And they'll be added to the portfolio. The Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township, Far Street Tavern, the reimagined neighborhood bar in Westside, Scranton, Queen City Tavern. We're going to talk to the GM today about the reimagining of the Queen City Tavern, Scranton Art House. Our guy Jeff Walker at KRZ is going to be running a Snow White movie there coming up. Then, of course, the crown jewel of restaurants in Northeast PA, Aterra 519. And just beneath the lower level, the hottest nightclub in Northeast PA, and I would wager much farther than that, Sergei's, named after John's dad. Thomas Daniels, he passed away on January 2nd, surrounded by family. He lived in Harding until his retirement when he purchased a house on Lake Oneida. Graduate of West Pittston High School, he did return back to Monroe Township to be closer to family. Active member of the Larksville American Legion, began his career at Stanton Power Plant. Then became a first-class lineman for PPL Electric for the remainder of his career. He was known affectionately there as Nutsy. Always laughing and joking. Preceded in death by sisters and a brother. He survived by his brother, nieces, nephews, and other family. Thomas Daniels. John Jack Tomko. Dixon City. He was just 77 when he died December 29th. Survived by his wife of 50 years, Mary Lou Kohut Tomko. He was born in Scranton, member of St. Mary's Visitation Church, Dixon City. 1965 graduate of Dixon City High School. He served us as a police officer in Dixon City for 31 years. He also served us throughout that time with the Army National Guard. He loved his yard, and he loved collecting vintage antique cars. Preceded in death tragically by an infant daughter, Sarah, three brothers. He survived by a number of family members, Jack Tomko. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality Group. Storm Tracker 16 forecast. Meteorologist Joe Snedeker tells us that there's a mix of clouds and sun. Chance of a late day shower, high of 53. Tonight, cloudy skies, low 35. Thursday, mostly cloudy, 50. Friday, partly sunny, 60. So it's going to get warm again, and it's not bad now, let's face it. Come on. Hey, there's something all right. There's two things related to Syria. First, we have this scumbag by the name of Mahmoud Khalil. He's one of the clowns organizing these anti-Jewish protests at Columbia and elsewhere. And the Trump administration wants to deport him. He's on a visa. He's married to an American citizen. It does get a little more dicey. But the guy's scum, and he's anti-American, he's anti-Jewish, and he's trying to foment all kinds of problems, by the way, based on outright lies about what's happening in the Middle East. Now, let's see how that goes. But I want to point something out. It happens every time we meddle in another country's affairs. So Assad is overthrown in Syria. The new group comes in, which, by the way, was listed as a terrorist group by not only the United States, but European countries. So now their leader comes in, and they're killing Christians. They're also slaughtering their opposition. But they're killing Christians just because they're Christians. They're animals. They are subhuman. And these murders are going on by the thousands in Syria. If you're a Christian, your days are numbered. If they find you, they will kill you. And we supported it. It is unreal, the stupidity of the American foreign policy establishment, which ran the show under Joe Biden. They're never right. Not sometimes wrong. They are never right, ever. Yeah, they gave us the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They told us that the Ukraine war was going to be over. They told us that the massing of troops by Russia was nothing. Yeah, they told us all of that. They missed the Iranian paid attack by Hamas on Israel October 7th of 23. They missed everything. They're wrong about everything. And we still listen to them. There's the insanity. Because remember, they're part of the same gang. The media, the Democrat Party, the establishment Republicans. Somebody said if Biden was still president, he'd be taking all those Syrians in as refugees. No doubt about it. And then they'd come over here, and like this clown, Mahmoud Khalil, they would cause problems in our country. So now, for those that are running around with the posters that say genocide by Israel against Muslims, here is actual genocide. Once again, being practiced by the Islamists. Notice I don't say the Muslims. Islamists. The scum of their religion. Unbelievable. These jihadis are animals. They're slaughtering women, children. And we welcome them. We offered them aid under the Biden administration. So there's a Bob, you would think Palestinian Americans and Jewish Americans would join together to promote peace. Well, because the radical Gazans, there are no such thing as Palestinians. I'm not even going to acknowledge the name. It's just a lazy way to speak. Because the Jews are Palestinians. But yes, the Semite, and anti-Semitic, another lazy way to speak. The Semitic Palestinians should get together of all religious stripes and oppose this insanity and the leadership of people like Hamas. But no, we funded Iran, which funded Hamas. Joe Biden funded them. Unreal. Now, on a lighter note, Bob LTS. I guess I'll check it out when I get up during one of my, meaning the lunar eclipse. I'll check it out when I get up during one of my many pee breaks. during the night. All right, Slick. Well, at least you'll see it. Somebody said, I Googled how much we sent to Ukraine, not counting weapons. I would not go by Google, by the way. I seldom do, except if it doesn't matter. And in this case, frankly, it doesn't matter. But it stated that $183 billion, not counting the weapons. So that would give you, under my 100, what did I say, $193 billion is my number? That would give me $10 billion in actual weaponry. And look, it doesn't matter. It's an insane amount of money. Some of it justified, some of it actually used. Somebody takes in, thanks, Bob. I'm rocking into your intro. That's our Lee Von Helms intro that Mark Mayer gave us. And I missed my exit. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. I hope you get there. No, I've got to tell you, you look at this, the establishment. They're always wrong. They're always stealing your money and using it for their own benefit and purpose. And that's what all of Washington, D.C. has become. We see it writ small, writ minuscule in the city of Scranton with a contract for a company that did nothing about our garbage collection in 3 years. We gave them five more because, well, you know, 3 years wasn't enough time to figure out. I could ask any one of the guys on the trucks, buy him lunch. He'll let you know, or hire Pat McMullen back. Why don't we do that and let it run? Eddie Pisano, we lost him. He knew what to do too. I want you to watch for campaign contributions when Paige Cognetti runs for, for her mayoral race and when she runs for Congress from people associated with Rubicon. Just watch for it. That's how it works. Your money, they get their piece back. That's a true corruption. A true corruption. And that's Washington, D.C. times a billion. And what do we get for it? In Italian, they say ugats. All right, let's hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back. We got much more to talk about. It's the Bob Cordaro Show, WILK. We'll be back. Didn't you think we should play that song? I mean, it's one of the songs, Murph tells us. Bonnie Tyler from 1983, this date. It was the number one hit in the U.K., We should talk. We had to play the Eclipse song. Having Vince on, Vince Cianfici, about the lunar eclipse upcoming Thursday evening into Friday morning. A massacre going on in Syria. Massacre focused on Christians and political enemies. These are savages. Try not to put them in the human category. Now let's go to a little closer to home. USAID, you know, the people spending $20 million on Sesame Street in Iraq. Yeah, those people, the ones stealing billions of your dollars to take care of their buddies and their nonprofits and their consulting firms and their legal firms and creating businesses overseas for themselves with your money. Well, they're telling the staffers that are left at USAID, and this is from the Geller report provided me by Mark Mayer, they're shredding and burning all the documents, your documents, that are going to prove all of the theft. This deep state's got to be blown up big time. Bloomberg Money Minute. Homeward Bound, Simon and Garfunkel. Murph tells us this date, 1966, they moved in the top 10 charts at number 10. with that song. Bob Cordaro back with you as we climb towards the top of the hour. Yeah, man. You hear these think of the group that is paying for the commercials. And by the way, you're paying my salary. Thank you. Think of the group. Where did they get the money? Is it just some wealthy beneficiary who just, these Medicaid cuts are horrible. Well, there aren't any, first of all. It's a lie. Number two, you talk about them and their savings. And by the way, they never say, we understand that the United States doesn't have the money and we're borrowing ourselves into complete annihilation. Nobody says that. So if you wanted to have an honest discussion, here would the honest discussion on Medicare, Medicaid cuts be. We know the government is driving the country into bankruptcy. We know that the national debt is no longer sustainable and that we've got $2 trillion a year structural deficits. But we still want our 100% plus inflation plus growth piece of the pie. And then explain why you deserve it. See, we can't have an honest discussion with the left and the government hogs who are eating like absolute pigs at the trough. We can't have that conversation because they are completely and basically dishonest. I just got sent something now. Let's talk about major companies getting subsidies from the American government. You can't make it up. Here's number one on the subsidy hit parade. Thank you, Johnny B. $15.6 billion to Boeing. Intel, $8.5 billion. Ford, $7.7 billion. General Motors, $7.5 billion. Micron Technology, $6.7 billion. Amazon, $6 billion. Alcoa, $5.7 billion. Chenier Energy, $5.6 billion. Foxconn, remember them? The Chinese company, $4.8 billion. Venture Global LNG, liquefied natural gas, $4.3 billion. Texas Instruments, $4.2 billion. Volkswagen, foreign company, $4.1 billion. Sempra Energy, $3.8 billion. NextEra Energy, $3.3 billion. Sasol, $2.8 billion. Tesla, $2.8 billion. Stellantis, $2.8 billion. Walt Disney, $2.6 billion. Nucor, the steel company, 2.5. Iberdrola, 2.3. Rivian, that's the bankrupt electric truck company, 2.3 billion. Hyundai, 2.3 billion. Oracle, 2.3 billion. NRG Energy, 2.3. Shell, the oil company, British oil company, 2.2 billion. Energy Transfer, 2.2 billion. Alphabet, that's Google. Alcoa, $5.7 billion. Chenier Energy, $5.6 billion. Foxconn, remember them? The Chinese company, $4.8 billion. Venture Global LNG, liquefied natural gas, $4.3 billion. Texas Instruments, $4.2 billion. Volkswagen, foreign company, $4.1 billion. Sempra Energy, $3.8 billion. NextEra Energy, $3.3 billion. Sasol, $2.8 billion. Tesla, $2.8 billion. Stellantis, $2.8 billion. Walt Disney, $2.6 billion. Nucor, the steel company, $2.5 billion. Iberdrola, $2.3 billion. Rivian, that's the bankrupt electric truck company, $2.3 billion. Hyundai, $2.3 billion. Oracle, $2.3 billion. NRG Energy, $2.3 billion. Shell, the oil company, British oil company, $2.2 billion. Energy Transfer, $2.2 billion. Alphabet, that's Google, $2.1 billion. Meta Platforms, that's Facebook, $2.1 billion. Paramount Global, the big media giant, $2.1 billion. Mubadala Investment Company, $2.1 billion. Nike, $2.1 billion. Toyota, $2 billion. Comcast, $2 billion. Brookfield Corporation, $2 billion. OGE Energy, $1.9 billion. Apple, $1.9 billion. ExxonMobil, $1.9 billion. Samsung Electronics, the South Korean company, $1.8 billion. Nissan, $1.8 billion. Berkshire Hathaway, $1.8 billion. And it goes on and on. I could do the whole show on this. 100 companies receiving your tax dollars. This is crazy stuff, guys. This has to be blown up. Has to be. Let's go to the news. Brian Hughes. Then we'll come back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.